This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chatting with you on the radio each and every day here on What's On Your Mind. Nothing like it. God love you for tuning in. 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Of course, your iHeartMedia app as well. Very nice little tool you can take anywhere, anywhere. I was at a dinner last week in Washington, D.C., and ended up sitting next to someone who said the following to me. He said, "Do you know how many of your radio shows I've listened to on a tractor?" And I wanted to cry. I wanted to hug the guy. I mean, I just, are you kidding? No, fantastic. That's wonderful. He said, and, you know, whenever reception wasn't all that great, we just pull out the app and got you loud and clear. So, I tell you, that's... doesn't get any better than that. So we do appreciate you. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Another hour to go on the program. We have more of your comments left over from last hour on the president's refugee order. We have the firing of the person that wasn't executing the order at the Justice Department. Good idea, bad idea, you tell us. Is there anything you don't like in what Donald Trump is doing right now? I mean, do you, anything that, obviously you have a lot of Democrats very, very concerned, holding rallies, protests, press conferences. Are you with them? Do you agree with them? Do you think that Donald Trump is screwing up here big time? I see it as him simply doing what he said he was going to do, but I'm curious if other folks think differently. So tell us, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And you can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me to 701-367-2054. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have a bunch of texts. Todd does. We have calls that came in during the news break. We have other calls waiting to go, so we're going to get to it. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. We'll get his take on the politics of all this. I want to talk a little bit about that. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Tom DeWeese scheduled right now. Tom is the founder and president of the American Policy Center. You may remember as one of our early 2017 shows, we said, hey, New Year's resolution, if there was a topic, a guest, a subject that we have not tackled that you want us to, let us know what it is. And somebody said Agenda 21 and how President Trump will take it on and where is that at. So Tom is the go-to guy on that subject. So that's scheduled. We are waiting for a call back from General Dorman's office, the North Dakota National Guard, because somebody earlier had said they wanted an update on DAPL. And we had Governor Burgum scheduled today. That had to get bumped back. May happen tomorrow. We're waiting for that to get buttoned down. That'll probably happen this week, though. But in the meantime, we'll get you some other answers there, because I believe that we are literally within hours of the Dakota Access Pipeline construction restarting. And, obviously the efforts of getting the camp cleaned out and avoiding that complete ecological disaster down there is big news as well. So a lot to follow there. We have the legislative session going on right now. A lot happening. So lay it on us, whatever's on your mind, 800-228-0550. One text question for you, Todd. A listener said, hey, congrats on the 65% increase in your listeners. Glad What's On Your Mind is doing so well ratings-wise, but just curious, somebody could say, well, if you went from 100 to 165 listeners, that isn't necessarily that big of an increase. But the show is already number one, right?
Yes.
I mean, the numbers we had before were already, by I guess, advertising and radio standards, impressive. Yes?
Yes.
So, you know, when you're doing pretty good and then you add 65% of that's like really good.
Yeah. I mean, it was already number one with a weekly accumulative number of 11,100. That is now up to 17,100. And in an average 15-minute period, it went from 3,800 to 5,900. And this is persons 12 and older. It's in the total survey area in the Bismarck-Mandan survey area. Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, anyway, I wanted you to answer it. I just said, listen, we'll have Todd explain. So just, yeah. We're humbled by that. We are. To have a 65% increase in an audience in a show that's already number one. It'd be like O'Reilly on TV who crushes it, right? In that 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. And then going from crushing it week after week after week after week, show after show, and adding 65%, it'd be like, what in the heck? I mean, it doesn't happen. It's just that, it's that incredible of an increase. It doesn't happen. So, you grow and you ebb and flow a little bit on the numbers, but that's a pretty incredible thing. So gosh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Want you to know we are really appreciative of that for sure. Let's go out to Williston. My, Manny tells me this is Mikhail we're going to talk to. Is that your name, Mikhail?
Yep, it is. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to say one thing is, I came to the U.S. as a refugee in 92, was naturalized and a citizen since, 97. And, I get a lot of heat for this, but I do support Trump and the refugee ban or the hold pretty much. It's not really a ban. It's a 90-day hold. And, the reason why I support that is because the reason I'm here is because of Islamic extremists. And I think that a lot of people need to look in and find out in themselves that not everybody that wants to come to the U.S. is good and wants to support the American dream.
So tell me, when you say, Mikhail, you're here because of radical extremism, is that what drove you out of the country you came from?
Yep, I came from, I was born in Baku, Azerbaijan, and I came to the U.S. because the Muslim majority did not want any of the Christians there.
Wow. Unbelievable. And, there are a lot of Christian persecutions that are going on in places like, you came from as well, that I always am amazed don't get the attention they do. I mean, I have a heart for what's happening to the people in Syria, right? There's no doubt about it. I have a heart for people that come from anywhere where there's a horrible thing, and you try and hope they'll help. I personally think that in some of these places where, it may be unstable now, but you ultimately hope to get it stabilized, that you don't pull them out of there and put them in a completely different country and then think that's the best thing in the world for them, right? If there's other ways to do it. But, I mean, in other words, have a heart for people without saying, we're going to take you there, we're going to put you there, and, never mind anybody else. So you also said you take heat from people for this. Why do you take heat?
Well, by standing on the opposite side of where everybody else wants to be, especially on the liberal side, I'm quite away from that. And I, experiencing what I experienced, and I would say is that, they look at it, well, how could you be supporting Trump? He's a bigot and all this other things. And I'm like, well, he's not. The problem is that you're listening to what everybody else says on the left side and not really listening to reason. And there is a lot of reason for where he's going with this. And I totally support it. Yeah, maybe it didn't roll out right. And it confused a few government agencies and stuff like that, but in general, it's the right thing to do. I'm raising three boys here, and they're U.S. citizens. They were born here in the U.S. North Dakota, and I worry about them too because I don't want them to go through what I went through. Because somebody wants to bring their hate and their religious, let's just say, extremism from another country. So,
Wow. Great points, and really glad you took the time to call and share that story, Mikhail. Thanks a bunch.
Yep, thank you for having me.
You bet. Stay in touch. Love to hear from you again. What a neat story. Gary in South Central North Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for taking the telephone call. I have been up visiting relatives in South Central North Dakota, where I grew up, but I left the state about in the late 1960s. I just wanted to make an observation and also a little bit of a caution to the Democrats that we have left in this area. My brother tells me that he's voted for Heidi Heitkamp three times in the past, but not again in the future. I've tried to point out to him even before this last election when she won her Senate seat that a local Democrat is completely different than once you get into the United States Senate as a Democrat. Once you're in the United States Senate, or the House of Representatives as a Democrat, you're not allowed to vary from what the official public policy for that for the Liberal Party is. The caution is that by them continuing to do that, for this, I mean the Liberals, it's going to make it very difficult for them to get Democratic candidates reelected to a national office. I've been in Wyoming for 43 years. The last time we had a Democrat elected to Washington, D.C., was in 1972. We have only had Republicans since that time.
That's pretty interesting.
In my home county of Campbell County, can you hear me?
I can, Gary, but I'm running short on time, so I wanted to ask you a question as a follow-up. What tripped the trigger for your brother to say, hey, I previously was a Heitkamp voter, I'm not going there anymore? Why?
Because he does everything as the National Liberal Party does. She does not make any variation. Whereas when she was a state in state government, she sometimes would vote with not far left policies.
Right. Did the whole moderate thing a little bit of ride the fence. Good point, Gary. Interesting conversation. Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll join Chris Berg and keep going on more of this when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Seal, Griggs, Walsh, Pemina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, I'm not a conspiracist. I'm sorry. A lot of things have happened in the last 8 years that make me blink twice. But basically, I think everyone, especially on this subject of immigration, should start to read George Orwell's Animal Farm. We are being taken over from within. It's not the threat outside that's going to do us in. Need to have it as a reading for everyone. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Point of View with Chris Berg, 6:30 in the east, 10:30 in the west, is a show you ought to watch. Talk about this very thing. Chris will join us in just a moment to visit a little bit about the news of the day. First, a word about something North Dakotans know a thing or two about. That's energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has been a big part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable. Provides high-quality jobs and boosts the economy. You ready for some stats here on the coal industry in North Dakota? 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes that go into our state coffers. There's a new statewide poll out. Shows that North Dakotans overwhelmingly support this industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. Find out more about all of this and all of the above energy strategy at the website for a Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, which is secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Other books we ought to read besides The caller's suggestion are Enhanced Interrogation, Inside the Minds and the Motives of the Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America, written by a Ph.D., former CIA guy, James Mitchell. That was a part of a clip from Point of View that I played the last night for our audience earlier to that caller's exact point here. And Chris Berg joins us now. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
I want to take some calls here because we got a bunch of calls on this topic, and you and I could toss it around. But before I do that, I'm really just sort of consumed by the politics of the reaction to this policy that Donald Trump said he was going to put out there during the campaign, did as president, isn't radical in any stretch. It really is watered down from when it was first sort of clumsily announced in the campaign to now being a 120-day review. And much ado about nothing, and yet the Democrats are just in meltdown mode, and I think have no chance of succeeding. I mean, they're running around saying it's unconstitutional, it's unlawful. It's not. You have people like Alan Dershowitz even saying, "Oh, this is much ado about nothing." And you know, to me, they're blowing. If I were a Democrat that truly believed this is good policy, and we ought not even review it and, leave it alone, I'd be really disappointed in my political leaders here. I think the politics of this are blatantly obvious. Right or wrong? Disagree? Agree?
I agree with you, and I think one thing I'd like to ask you and your audience that I'm really shocked and curious about is, when did the Democrats become constitutional stalwarts? Like, when was the Constitution so important to the Democrats? Because I remember Barack Obama going after DACA, didn't consider the Constitution and other things that he was up to. So now all of a sudden the tables turn and they become these constitutional scholars, which I just don't remember over the last 8 years.
Yeah, that's pretty phony. Who, speaking of constitutional scholars, who's going to be the Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I don't know. I've heard a couple of names, like I'm sure you have. I don't have them off the top of my head. But what I'm hearing is that he's sticking with originalism. He wants people that read the Constitution as is, as our founding fathers wrote it, and not a lot of interpretation, which if you think the Democrats' hair is on fire right now, just wait till that announcement comes tonight.
That's what I mean. You can only do that so many times. That's why the politics of this is really stupid. I hope it's Pryor myself. I don't think it will be from some of the tea leaves we're reading, but Pryor is so great on Roe versus Wade. It just has been so clear on it. And But it sounds like this Gorsuch, I always say his name wrong, but the one that starts with the G, the clerk for Kennedy, is the leader. He said some really interesting things, specifically about Democrats relying too often on the courts to do their politics, to do their policies, saying, "Hey, we in the courts, we're here to interpret the Constitution. We don't do policy." So they're all originalists. They're all really good. So it's going to be fun to watch for sure. Let's see what some folks have to say here today. Karen in Solon, what's on your mind?
Hi. A couple of thoughts occurred to me, and I wrote them down so I'd get them all in. What have we got to threaten these entrenched rhinos with? Go back Democrat? The elections are in 2018, and we need to begin putting up new candidates either under an independent party or some other party capable of being on the ballot, as the entrenched parties have passed laws preventing a new third party from getting a foothold. So we either have to start putting up within the Republican Party better candidates over the ones that exist if they are rhinos, and there are plenty of them.
I have a question, and Chris might have a question for you, but my question would be, who are you most concerned about right now? Who do you see as a rhino that's holding things back? I see a lot of Republicans getting behind Donald Trump saying, let's go. I don't see him sort of holding much back.
About the careers, I can think of the Democrats easily, but I think O'Connell and those guys are. They're trying to keep in power. And they've been there forever, and you can't seem to get them gone, to let new blood in.
Oh, so you're talking about some of the Republican leadership.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we've got some new guys in office, and they'll do good, but we need to get rid of the entrenched ones.
No, I didn't see it as a huge problem, but I'm going to keep going because I don't have time for more points, but save your third point for the next call, and make sure you call tomorrow, Karen, okay? Brian in Minot, what's on your mind?
I have to weigh in on the immigration. I voted for Heidi Heitkamp for every election she's ever won. I'm never voting for her again. Done. I voted Democrat my whole life until November and done. I do not understand the logic of wanting all these immigrants to come in here that are, just look at Europe, it's horrible. I do not understand the logic of our open war border in the South. I can't understand it. Only one reason makes sense is that Democrat base is disappearing and they need to shore up their vote. The only thing that makes any sense to me.
Let's see if, Chris, is that what the motive is here? Why are they doing this?
I think Brian just knocked it out of the park. I've been doing a lot of research on this, Scott, and he nailed it. I mean, the Democrats obviously missed the heartland voter this past election, and they are scared out of their wits right now. If Donald Trump closes up the borders, prevents immigrants and refugees coming in, they are in big trouble in 2018 because research shows that 75-80% plus of immigrants and refugees vote Democrat. This is a phenomenal voting block for them, and if Donald Trump prevents it, it's going to be a long time till the Democrats are back in power.
Interesting story, Brian. Appreciate it. Call again. Who we have on tonight, sir?
Tonight we've got our part two with Jessica Thomason, the CEO of Lutheran Social Services. And one of the things we talked about in part two of my interview with her was, there's this House bill regarding refugee resettlement, creating more transparency, more accountability. One of the things that many people aren't talking about in Donald Trump's executive order, Scott, is that he also is saying, hey, I want to give the power back to the locals. I want annual reports on the cost of refugee resettlement in these areas.
There's some common sense.
Well, yeah. That's the thing.
Who in the heck can argue with that?
Yeah, you hear what Jessica says tonight.
Wow, I'm looking forward to it tonight, 6:30 on KX4 in Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox, Chris Berg, 6:30 Point of View. Don't miss it. We're out of time, folks. More coming up.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Singing This Land Is My Land. If my memory serves me right, that was written by a socialist person, and if you read through all the verses, it talks about socialism. There's no such thing as ownership. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. Just if you want to check that out.
Say, has Senator Schumer received an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor for his crying jag?
I was listening to Fox News this morning, and I heard that former President Obama is beginning to weigh in on different sorts of things. Well, we kind of expect that from an organizer and agitator. But what I see, or what I believe former President Obama sees himself as, a Mohammed Morsi, and this is his Muslim Spring, to agitate and stir up the country and create division until we are completely in chaos. Thank you. Have a good day.
Some of your comments that come in during the break, we love them all. Thank you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the hotline that takes those calls, too. That's 855-200-1776, okay? And that one you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only when you hear us live or maybe a replay in one of the shows, which is replayed later in the afternoon on 1460 KLTC in Dickinson and replayed on 550 K Fire evenings from 7 till 9 at night. Just anytime you think of something that you you saw on Fox News or CNN or you read in the newspaper that you want us to talk about, simple as a phone call, 855-200-1776, extension 1. I get every single one of your calls. I get them all. And don't always listen to them instantly. Sometimes we do, but when they come in, but for sure every day. So both Todd and I do, and we appreciate it. 855-200-1776, extension 1. A couple of texters saying a few things here, and then we're going to get to our next guest. Where is it here? Trump has an outstanding first week. Leftists are in full panic mode, and what's on your mind is growing in the ratings. My cup truly runneth over. Thank you very much. Said something about somebody else that is a competing show, but We'll edit that part. We can edit on the fly, can't we, Todd, when we don't want to share the cheap shots of our fine listeners? Another says, kudos to President Trump, whether it's a business, a volunteer organization, a nonprofit organization, or the government, you run it like a business entity and you get rid of the dead weight. Speaking specifically of the firing. That's the headline in today's Bismarck Tribune. Trump fires Justice Department head, acting attorney general defied president's executive order. Well, that sounds like a firing offense to me. The forum played it a little differently. Won't surprise me. Fear, apprehension, uncertainty. Trump's immigration order hits home in Fargo-Moorhead. My gosh, nothing hit home. It's a 120-day pause. A few other headlines here that we haven't gotten to earlier. Forum, repeal of the Sunday closing law, fails 45-50 in the House. What do you think of that? Curious what you think. Cap on property tax increases proposed. We're going to dig into that one in the future. Other Bismarck Tribune headlines, riot bill with double penalties. House introduces House Bill 1426 to elevate charges against rioting. Very good idea. Put me down as a supporter of HB 1426, and if I were you, find any House member you can find and let them know the same thing. Another headline, AARP is fighting the MDU rate increase. That's interesting. AARP, one of our legislature today sponsors, we'll have to ask them about that. I think that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I remember that. If it's happened before, maybe it has, and I just didn't notice. But interesting that they would take that on. Those are some of the headlines that you're seeing out there. So I wanted to make sure you had. Okay? All right. So next guest, and your calls are welcome for him as well, is Tom DeWeese. Tom is one of the nation's leading advocates of things that we talk about every day on this program. Individual liberty, free enterprise, private property rights, personal privacy, back-to-back basics, you know, back to the basics in education, and American sovereignty and independence. And we asked you early this year, as we were sort of setting our New Year's resolutions for 2017, how we could serve you better, if there were particular shows, you know, we could do or topics we could tackle. And Agenda 21 came up a lot. And so we tracked down Tom as one of the leading experts on it to try and get some answers. So this show is something you requested, and certainly welcome it. Tom, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Good. Appreciate it very much. Do we still need to worry about Agenda 21 and the UN given the new administration?
Yeah, we do. And the reason for that, and no matter what happens on the national level with President Trump, and I know he is looking at some of these things, but this is so well entrenched in our communities and in our state legislatures. It's just kind of a mindset. Yeah, we've got to be fighting on the local level to, you know, be aware of this and protect property rights.
I want you to explain what it is for people that don't follow it. But before we do that, one of the reasons I usually calm people down when they call very worried about it is to say, look, I get the UN wants to do a lot of really dumb stuff, okay? But I don't believe the United States of America is the kind of place that is ever going to say, you know, it's okay. Somebody else can run the show. I some of these things slip through and you got to be careful about, but the fact that it would take a treaty that would need to be signed off on by our Congress and our president, I don't get too worried about it. Am I wrong to not worry about it?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. First of all, Agenda 21 isn't a treaty. It is what they called a soft law policy, a suggestion. And a lot of the proponents of it deride people like me for attacking it because they say it has no enforcement capability. It's just an idea. But here's the reason. The first of all, Agenda 21 was created in the back rooms of the UN by these non-governmental organizations, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, groups like this, with very strong private agendas involved in it. They said it themselves. They said Agenda 21 is a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. That's a pretty big statement. And what they did was once it was introduced at the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, the same NGO groups went into our bureaucracy, into our federal government, and they worked with HUD, with the Department of Transportation, with the EPA, other agencies to create grant programs. And And then they went into communities and they got communities to apply for these grants. The grants come with very specific strings attached, which really are the implementation of Agenda 21. So it isn't really that the United Nations is bringing blue-helmeted troops in here and they're making us do this stuff. It originated there, but it is has seeped into literally every community in the country.
All right, so you've done a good job of pretty much explaining what it is right there. And one term we hear a lot about is sustainable development, as an example. So that's the soft law policy. That's what's behind this, right? What do they define sustainable development as? What is that?
Well, sustainable development, they have all kinds of words that they use to describe this, but what it basically is a top-down kind of control of how our transportation, of building materials that we use, how we develop our communities, and all of it's based on their vision of a very radical environmental situation. Basically, the logo that they use in promoting sustainable development has three connecting circles. Each one of them is labeled. One of them is labeled ecological integrity or environment. One is economic prosperity, and one is social equity. That's the key to it. Social equity, social justice, social engineering of our entire society. And so they begin to put these programs together through comprehensive development plans, and almost every community is putting these together, how we're going to develop for the future. But what they're aiming at is they're eliminating private property rights. They're eliminating replacing our cars and so forth with public transportation, and controlling how much energy we can use, electricity, heating your home, that sort of thing, all comes down to it, all under the excuse of we've got to protect the environment. We find that an awful lot of these programs actually hurt the environment more than it helps it, and a lady by the name of Cristina Figueres, who was in charge of these programs at the UN, admitted just about 6 months ago, saying that climate change and all this stuff has nothing to do with protecting the environment. It goes back to that original statement, comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society in their vision.
Questions or comments for our guests are certainly welcome here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054 with your questions and or comments on this topic. Again, this one is for you. So give me an example where it's sort of, you know, a debate that happens in a city council, at a county commission, at something locally, and it's presented as peaches and cream, apple pie and mom and Chevrolet, you know, the whole deal. But really it's part of this grander soft law policy. Where would be an example of that, some of the things we see in our local newspapers happen?
Well, let me give you this. One of the main organizations that are pushing this in almost every single community is called the American Planning Association. And they are just looked upon as an organization, a planning group that comes in and helps your city councils, your county commissions put plans together. However, if you go to a website called plannersnetwork.org, which they are a part of, and they're describing their statement of principles, you'll find this quote: "We believe planning should be a tool for allocating resources and eliminating the great inequalities of wealth and power in our society, because the free market has proven incapable of doing this." That is social engineering. That is anti-free enterprise. That is anti-private property. This is the very root of the main planning group that is, you know, operating in all these communities. It's behind it. Now you have them coming in, putting plans together. A lot of state legislatures passed legislation saying that every community had to do some kind of comprehensive development plan. And then these groups started moving in there saying, oh, here, we've got money for you. We've got the grants. We've got the, all the plans right here in a box for you. You don't even have to think. And so now a community thinks maybe they want to revitalize downtown. And that means repaving Main Street, for example. Well, now they get this grant from HUD or some other agency.
Hold that thought, Tom, if you would. We'll let you finish this on the other side of the break, and some calls waiting for you, too. Stay tuned more on Agenda 21, what you need to know, coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It seems to me the communists are going to try and take us over from the inside. I think that's where all these Siberian snowflakes are coming from. Have a good day.
Hey, Scott. This is Marlene from Grand Forks. And I have a message for the Democrats. And it comes right from Obama's Reverend Wright, and that theology religion or whatever that he called it. And I think it is the Democrats. I think the chickens have come home to roost. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate your comments here today on the program. 800-228-0550. We're back. Final segment of What's on Your Mind for a Tuesday, brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, the sprayer company the other sprayer companies talk about. Why? Because they're the best of the best. That's why. And so is that Apache sprayer. You heard about that drift management system they have in the Apache sprayer now, that electronic keeps the droplet size? You select it, you keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. That's some sweet technology that is fantastic. Also, the ET Ag Center with 50,000 sprayer parts. Everything you can possibly need, not only for an Apache sprayer, but every brand of sprayer. They have it, any make, any model, ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache. That sprayer is the businessman sprayer, really is. It power to climb your toughest grades. Great warranty on that. That the cab is incredible. The art, state of the art noise dampening is fabulous. They are on East Side Court across from Bonanza and Manda, and also Exit 60 south of Fargo and I-29 at High Plains Apache. Back with Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. We're talking about Agenda 21 today on the program, and you were in the middle of giving an example of, downtown renovation, how kind of the mentality behind it, the tenets, if you will, of the movement behind it then come actually on the ground in community. So I'll let you finish on the downtown example, and then we have some calls for you.
Sure, yeah. Well, the main term that you'll hear if you went to a city council meeting or something, you would hear them talking about smart growth. They'll be talking about no more urban sprawl, no more traffic jams. It's a plan for the future. They'll say, we have this vision, and the vision is that families and neighborhoods are, and neighbors are playing together and they're working together. You'll be out, stress-free neighborhoods. You can walk to work or the store, and you can ride your bike to work. They kind of paint this picture of a healthy, happy 18th century atmosphere with all the conveniences of a modern age. You know, they kind of make it sound like a blossoming springtime, smart growth. The truth of the matter is, and you'll hear titles like Chattanooga, Tennessee has Thrive 2055, and San Francisco, they call it Plan Bay Area. Pennsylvania has Envision Lehigh Valley. A lot of it starts with words like 2050 or numbers like that, visioning of that. The interesting thing is that you will find the exact same wording for programs for Jamaica 2050, Dubai 2050, all over the world. They will continually tell you it's all local, that you're just, it's all a local plan, but literally, this is an international plan, and it's all for the same purpose.
Well, I'm curious though, like for instance, there's a Main Street initiative that our current governor, Doug Burgum, has done. And he's done it. He's a philanthropist that did a lot of downtown redevelopments in communities. And he pushes a lot of what you're talking about based on property taxes, right? And why do we have the sprawl when we're going to, schools are built, miles out, and then you have to build all the infrastructure. We as taxpayers pay that. Why not better use the property? I guess what I'm getting at is, can there be well-intentioned people who want the same thing that aren't connected to some crazy idea that somehow we're going to be, robots 10 years from now doing whatever these planners want us to do?
Yeah, there are good people who are involved in putting a lot of these plans together. The problem is that as they are looking for ways to do things, a lot of our elected officials, our city councilmen, our mayors and so forth, they go to national meetings. The National Association of Mayors is a national organization for city councilmen, so they hear these programs there, and these same non-governmental organizations give them sample legislation. They're hearing that. They begin to think, well, this is a proper role of government. One of the number one threats of all of this is private property rights. They begin to use eminent domain. They come in, they take whole neighborhoods away, build high-rise buildings there. The threat of urban sprawl and what you just mentioned about having the taxpayers having to pay for the infrastructure. The fact of the matter is, if you are developing more property, you have more property taxes coming in, and also new businesses and things like that are paying taxes. They're helping to pay for that infrastructure. So it's not like the existing taxpayers have to pay for a whole bunch of new stuff. And a lot of places, a lot of developers now are paying for new roads and some of the infrastructure. So in a free market and free decisions on how you're going to live and where you want to live, these things are done. And in a top-down control, then people are saying, this is how you're going to have to live. And this is the objection that we have to it.
Let me get Ray in here real quick. Ray, what's your question? Are you there, Ray? Yes, you got to go really quick, Ray. Go.
Okay, just glad to hear what you're talking about. This needs to be talked about more, believe me. I've been studying this for a long time, and yes, the elitists want to take it over, all of it, somewhere along the line.
Appreciate the feedback, Ray. We will stay on it. I appreciate the call, and I do respect the listeners' concerns here, and I want to dig in and find out, again, the NGO players in different communities are a good place to start. We'll do that next time. So that'd be a good place to keep an eye out for folks in their own communities to know what's going on in that regard. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate this very much.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. God bless you, folks. Away we go, folks. June 19th through July 2nd. Scott Hannon here. My wife Marie and I and the entire family are headed for a Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration. June 19th through July 2nd with Carol Juven from Juven Tours. So, Carol, tell me a little bit about how your tours work. What do?
We traveled throughout the fjord country and the three larger cities in Norway to enjoy the people. And believe me, it's as exciting as it can be when you get in their homes, you get to their farms, and believe me, with all of the food included, it can't be better.
14-day first-class tour, first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, the ferry and train costs, enormous beauty, breathtaking beauty as well from Norway. Hurry, the deadline's fast approaching. Call now, 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093, Carol Juven and the team at Juven Tours. Headed to Norway, June 19th through July 2nd.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive stee oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.